To date, the Russian Federation has 105 operational BTGs in Ukraine. The occupiers continue to add BTGs that are in Donbass, a representative of the U.S. Department of Defense has said. He added that U.S. intelligence received reports that some Russian officers had refused to obey orders. We keep getting anecdotal indications that morale and unit cohesion remains a problem. Soldiers not obeying orders are, you know, not fighting as well or as aggressively as they are being told to or expected to, even to the point where some officers are refusing to obey orders, the Pentagon spokesman said. Meanwhile, analysts at the Institute for the Study of War, ISW, believe that the Russian military has likely decided to withdraw fully from its positions around Kharkiv city. Ukraine thus appears to have won the Battle of Kharkiv. Ukrainian forces prevented Russian troops from encircling, let alone seizing Kharkiv. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine confirms that the enemy did not conduct active hostilities in the Kharkiv direction. The main efforts of the Russian occupiers in this area were focused on ensuring the withdrawal of their troops from the city of Kharkiv, maintaining the occupied positions and supply routes. The aggressor continues to fight in the eastern operational zone, firing along the entire line of contact. The greatest activity of the occupiers is observed in Slobozhansky and Donetsk directions. There is still a threat that the enemy will launch missile and bomb strikes on military and civilian facilities in Ukraine. Bohdan Marushiak,